Morning, today's daf.
Wait, no.
Sponsored by anyone?
Yeah, Kevin Huva Silver.
Today's daf is sponsored by Kevin Huva Silver and Lezeich HaNishmas. Menachem Zalman Ben Tuvia. Shamash Rav and Aliyah. Today's daf is daf Chav Dalid. We're starting a new perek Revi on daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. So the Mishnah is now going to explain, it's a long Mishnah, the Mishnah is now going to explain certain situations or certain women that even though there was kinyan and there was stira, and even though that they are now going to be usher to their husbands, there's no possibility for them to drink. There's no shasiya. Since there's no shasiya, there is no way to prove their innocence. Since there's no way to prove their innocence, they're usher to their husbands, and they leave without a ksuba, depending on who's the reason behind the fact that she can't drink. So starting the Mishnah begins, Arusa, you have an Arusa, someone had the Kiddushin, but we didn't do the Nisuin. So she was Nitkasha to her husband, but she didn't get married yet, and now she's still living in her father's house. If there was Kinoi and there was Stira. And then also, next case, is a Shomeres Yavam, a woman whose husband died without any sons, and now she's waiting for her late husband's brother to perform Yivam with her. So she's a Shomeres Yavam. Lo Shosos, they don't drink. They don't drink the Mesota. Because the Gemara will learn that there's a miut, they're mismayed from the din of drinking. Velo nos lo ksuba, but they do not get their ksuba. Meaning, if after the time that there was kinyan and stira, and now they have to be divorced, they do not get their ksuba despite the fact that they can't drink. Because since they know that they can't drink for the reason that the Gemara is going to give, they know that they can't drink. Therefore, they are the ones who are causing the fact that they can't prove their innocence. And since they're the ones causing the fact that they can't prove their innocence, They don't get the ksuba. The Mishnah explains what's the reason why these two women can't drink the mesota. Shenamar, because the pasuk says in Bamidbar, Asher tista isha tachas isha, that the woman drinks under her husband. Prat under her husband, the medayek, the diuk is that it has to be a full fledged husband. Prat la arusa vishomeres yavam. That comes to exclude an arusa who's still sitting in her father's house because she's not fully under the domain of her husband, and it comes to exclude a shomeres yavam who's waiting still. She's not tachas the yavam yet either, because she's waiting for the ma'aseviyah, for the yivam to take place. So in these situations, the Mishnah says that she drinks, she does not drink, but she cannot get her ksuba. There's just an interesting point. If we look, the Gemara on Daf Yud Ches brought down the shita of Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna said that a shomeres yavam shezinsa, a shomeres yavam that has nus, while she's waiting for Yivam, Rav Hamnuna said the Shemeres Yavam Shemzinsa is Asur Liyavama. She becomes Asur. The Chachamim argue and say the Shemeres Yavam Shemzinsa, a Shemeres Yavam who has Nus, is not Asur to her husband. So you have a situation here now, according to the Chachamim, that you have a Shemeres Yavam, if she was Mizana, if she had actual Nus, she's Asur to the Yavam. But if it's just Kinoi and Stira, where there wasn't actual Nus, so we don't know whether there was actual Nus or not, she becomes Asur. She becomes also to the husband, which is a little weird. You know, why is the kinyan stira worse than the znus? So the Tosfos Rosh says, you know what? It doesn't make sense. The Mishnah is only going according to the Man Damer that said only going according to Rav Hamnuna, only according to Rav Hamnuna, who says that kinyan that shomeres yavam who's mezaneh is usher to a husband. This Mishnah says that in that case the arusa is usher to the husband. According to the other Man Damer, maybe he'll say that the shomeres yavam is not does you know can drink or can prove herself or is does, or she, maybe she does get her ksuba. However, it's interesting. It's brought down that the Rambam seems to paskin the split. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Yibum Perek Beis Halacha Chaf that the shomeres yavam shezinsa is right. Is the shomeres yavam shezinsa is muteres liyavam like the Chachamim against Rav Hamnuna. Yet nevertheless, in Hilchos Sota, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, he writes that if there's kinoi and stira, she's usher to him forever, the shomeres yavam. She can't be with the yavam. So it seems to be a little incongruous that this nus is less chamor, according to the Rambam, than the kinoi and stira. So the Beis Halevi in Chelek Beis, Simon Mem, Ozdal, explains that the kinoi and stira doesn't necessarily work because of his nus. Kinoi and stira, according to the Rambam, is going to work because it's a dealing of a kepeda naval. The husband had an issue with what was going on here. So if you're dealing with a kepeda naval, so therefore, when it comes to this nus, they can say she wasn't fully married to him yet. There's a zika, but she's not married to him yet. So therefore, if there's a maisa's nus, she's still mutter to him. But when it came to the kino vistira, there is a zika, and he had a kepeda that he didn't want her to be with this man. So therefore, the Beis Halevi says the Rambam could say that because of the kepeda, because the kepeda baal, that can asa her to the yavam. Okay, Mishnah continues now. of more women that don't drink and they don't get their ksuva. But this is from a different reason. So almana the Kohen Gadol. You have an almana who's married to the Kohen Gadol. There's an issur for the Kohen Gadol. There's an issur law for the Kohen Gadol to be married to this almana. And also a case of a gerusha v'chalutz of the Kohen Hedyot. Another case of an issur marriage, of a gerusha, a divorcee, or a chalutz to a regular Kohen. And also a mamzeres or a nesina, a mamzeres and a nesina to a Yisrael. And another case where there's an issur for the marriage to take place. And if I care it the other way around, a bas Yisrael, a full-fledged Jewish, who's married to a mamzer or a nusin. In these cases, lo shosos, she can't drink because the meisota is not going to test her. The reason being because you have to have a woman who's roi to be with her husband. It says isha, it has to be her full-fledged roi husband. But the lo note los ksuba, in these instances, even though she can't drink and prove her innocence, she loses the ksuba if there's kiroi estira, because again, it's her fault that it's her fault for getting into this situation. It was kiroi, there was stira. She was kinoi. She knows that she can't drink because the Torah is not going to allow her to drink to prove her innocence, and yet she goes ahead and does the stira. It's her fault that the whole situation takes place, and therefore she loses her ksuba. The Mishnah continues in more cases. I don't know why it says ve'elu, which should just continue. But ve'elu lo shosos lo nosos ksuba. Again, these are cases of women who do not drink and do not collect their ksuba. Ha'omeres tmeyani, the woman who admits that she was nitmeis, that she had relations during kinoi, during the stira. The whole point being of the meisota is to prove whether or not she had the meisos nus or not. If she admits that she had the meisos nus, then we're not going to erase shame Hashem. We're not going to go through the whole procedure. The whole purpose was taken care of already. She says tmeyani. Next case would be v'shebol or edim shi'itameya, or if edim come and say that she was nitmeis. Again, the hope there's no reason to drink the meisota because we know already that what happened. The ha'omeres I would think it'd have to be to the one to because the kino vistira has to be to that particular individual. V'shebol or edim shi'itameya, ha'omeres eini shosa, or she says, you know what, I am tahor, but I don't want to drink. I don't want to drink it. I refuse to allow the. She says I refuse to allow the meisota to check me again. So it's her fault now in these situations that she can't drink. Therefore, she doesn't get the ksuva. So the minchas chinuch in mitzvah shin samach hei, I guess in the new editions, it brings down. I think it's an os. I lost it. In os yud aleph. Brings down the case where she says that Tmeyani, but there's a question based on a Gemara in the Darim Daf Tzadi that says from the Midoraisa, we're going to the Gemara in the Darim that a woman is not believed to say to her husband Tmeyani in order to get to leave her husband. The Chaza were momming her, but here it seems to say, and here's the scene that Midoraisa, we believe her that she says Tmeyani. So why in the, if she's not, there's no kino vistira, she's not believed to say tmeyani. If there is kino vistira, she is believed to be tmeyani. So Minchas Chinuch goes back and forth. First she says, well, maybe it's because of the din of Eid Echad. In this instance, you have kino vistira, and the Gemara already explained to us that an Eid Echad is believed, and therefore any place an Eid Echad is believed, the woman's believed. But back there, the Gemara in the Gemara in Adarim, there was no kino vistira. We never would have believed Eid Echad to say there was no. So therefore, we don't believe her. But in this case, we would believe her because Eid Echad is believed. But then he brings another question. He says, but ain't other Mesim Asmo Russia? Because you can't... Right. So that some of those Chronim explain that there's Raglayim Adavar. But the Raglayim Adavar answers why there's Amonis for the Eid Echad. But I don't know how that knocks off the question of ain't other Mesim Asmo Russia. There's Raglayim Adavar, but we never believe anybody who makes himself into Rishus. I don't know if the two of them go together. Anyway, Ayin and Minchas Chinuch who raises that question. Okay, now they bring cases where, next few of the cases where the woman does not drink, but in these instances she does receive her ksuba. Amar ba'ala eini mashke. The husband says, I don't want her to drink. Right, in these situations, the husband says, I don't want her to drink. For whatever reason, he says, I don't want her to drink. And therefore it's his fault that the meisot are not checking her. Nevertheless, we don't know whether or not she's usher him or not, so therefore they have to get divorced, but it's his fault, so she collects the ksuba. Or v'shabala ba'aleh baderech. Or the husband had relations with her on the way to the Beis HaMidrash. The husband had relations, the whole point, the only time the water checks, if the husband's clean, naki me'avon. In this instance, he was usher to her and he had relations, therefore it's his fault. And she collects the ksuba. So in these cases, not los ksuba, velo shoso. She takes the ksuba, and she doesn't drink. Now the Mishnah is going to bring some cases where there's machlokas. Nesu ba'alein ad shelo shasu. They're on their way to the Beis HaMikdash to check whether or not she had biyu during the stira, but the husband dies, right? So beishami omrim notlos ksuba v'lo shosos. In those instances, Beishamai says she collects the ksuba but she doesn't drink. It's the husband's fault she doesn't drink because he died. And Beishamai is going to hold, I think the lumnus is, Beishamai holds that she's muksak in the ksuba. Since she's muksak in the ksuba, and it's the husband's fault that he can't because he died and she can't drink. Therefore, she collects the ksuba. But Beishil Omer O shosos O notlos ksubasam. He says no. In this instance, we can say that because there's raglai medaver, it's as if and there's an isra, potentially for an isra coming over here. They'll say that the yorshim are the ones who are muksak in the ksuba. Therefore, either she drinks to prove her innocence, or she decides not to drink. She doesn't collect her ksuba. Fine. Mishnah continues.
Sorry. What did she bring to give the korban? Maybe you say that the Yorshim bring the
Yorshim.
What?
The Yorshim.
Maybe they don't bring the korban. I don't know.
Then you can't drink.
I don't know. It's a good question. Look it up. I don't know. Okay, Mishnah continues. Beres chaveru umei nekes chaveru lo shosos v'lo notlos ksuba. These are cases where a husband of a woman died, and you're supposed to, when she was a muberes, or she was, and whatever, you're supposed to wait 24 months until the next, till you marry. The husband, a friend died, and he left his wife who was pregnant, or he left his wife who was nursing, or he divorced her when she was pregnant, or was divorcing. And the Chachamim made an issue that you can't marry this woman until the Vlad is 24 months old, because you have to nurse the Vlad, you have to pay attention to the Vlad, that you have 24 months. So in those instances, I don't know why that's the difference is between that and a regular woman.
Yeah,
I saw the question. I don't know. And they say here maybe because there's a shibud, because she's meshuba to the previous husband to take care of the husband, that previous husband's child. I don't know why that makes sense for her. Because a divorcee, there's no shibud anymore. So I don't know. The question being that you should never be able to have a child then for 24 months. I don't know. I have that written down in my Gemara. Sorry, I think the Tos of Shatz may talk about it, but I didn't get a chance to take a look at it. So in these cases, if there's a marriage over here, again, this is a marriage that goes against the rules. So lo shosos, she does not drink, v'lo notos ksuba, but she doesn't get a ksuba either. Again, because she knows in this situation she can't drink to prove her innocence, that she has the steer, it's her fault that she can't be checked. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir says. But the Chachamim or the Chachamim say yochol hu afrisha ulachzir l'achar zman. He can either, according, I think the Rambam says, either that you can divorce her and marry her back later. The Tosfos Shanz brings down from Rav Yosef Bechor Shor that you just could be separated without a divorce, just be separated for the time being, and bring her back later. So therefore, this marriage is potentially valid, since there's the potential for validity in this marriage. In that instance, then, so therefore, she can't drink. It's as if she's considered a ro'oi wife to this man, and she can drink the mesota to prove whether she's innocent or not. The Mishnah continues, another bunch of cases, an idleness, a woman who has, by nature, is unable to give birth, or is a kena, a woman who no longer can give birth, or she ain't a ruyalelid, or she doesn't have the possibility to give birth. Rashi brings down that that's a person, someone who drinks some sort of spices, some simonim, and now that caused her to be an akara. So these women, lo notlos ksuba lo shosos, they don't get their ksuba, and they don't drink. I think Rashi seems to explain the reason why is because you're not supposed to be married to them. There's an issur to marry them because you have to be yotzei puravu, and you can't have puravu with these women who can't give birth, and therefore, right? They can't drink, but they don't take their ksuba because they it's their fault for knowing that if there's kinoi stira, there's nothing to check them. Therefore, they don't take their ksuba. But Rabbi Eliezer Omer Lo says no. Of course you can. They can drink. Yochel hulisha yisar acheres lifros rosh mena. The issur is on him. He can marry somebody else and become mekayim puravu with somebody else. And then if he's mekayim puravu with somebody else, then these women are full fledged wives. Therefore, they could drink and if they're proven innocent, they would get their ksuba. The Mishnah then explicitly continues with sharif al-nashim, all other women, oshosos, either they drink, and if they find out to be pure, they're mutter to their baal. And if he wants to divorce them after they drink, then they have to get their ksuba. Oh, lo notlos ksuba. But if they refuse to drink, then they don't get their ksuba. Mishnah continues. Long Mishnah continues. Eishes Kohen.
the wife of a Kohen, right? So she had Kino Estira with the wife of a Kohen. So she Shosa, she would drink Umu Taris Labaila, and the Gemara is going to explain on Chavav what the Chiddush of that line is. Whoever does the Gemara and Chavav, remember, have to. I'm looking right at you. The Gemara Dav Chavav has to explain what the chiddush is. Same thing in Eishes Saris, the woman of a man who's not roy to be molid, right? So if there's kino yistira there, shosa, she also drinks. I don't know why the mission doesn't say muteris labala here, like I just said above. It doesn't seem to be congruous. Next case, Ayidei Kolarayas. Let's say he does kinoy on people who are also to her midin erva, on a mother, on a brother, on a father, on men like that. So Mishnah says mekanin, the kinoy works, but chutz from all these women, all these men, chutz min a katan, except for kinoy by a katan, umisha eno ish, or someone that's not a man, or brought down here that Gemara and Chavah brings out a behema. You can't do kinoy on a katan or a behema. Yerushalmi brings down that there's a machlokas also whether or not you can do kinoy for her father. That's Yerushalmi and Halacha Beis in this parak. I don't know what the machlokas between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli is here about whether you can do it, have kinoy for the father. But kinoy for an erva works if she has kinoy estira with her, even with her brother. It can have the whole maisa, it can take place. Now, next case is men who can't do the kinoy, and the Mishnah says the elu shebeisdin mekanin lohen. There are cases where the beisdin, they see mitzvahs going on. For whatever reason, the husband can't do the kinoy. Beisdin can do the kinoy on his behalf. He gets some sort of midin shlichus, because zachin adam shlo b'fanam, that you don't want him to have his wife running around being a prutza. So they do kinoy. What's the case? Misin ischarish bala onishtato. You have a man who was healthy and he became a cherish or became a shota. So in these cases where he can't do it himself because he doesn't have a lachik das. So in those instances, based on sees that the woman is being a prutza, so they can do kinoy for her, for the husband. Let's say he's stuck in jail somewhere, so he can't do the kinoy. In all these cases, it's, since the Baal can't be makna her, the Beis Din does it instead of him. I was wondering if this is a case maybe that the Ksos would argue, because is it a zachin or a chavin ba'adam, because now he's going to be usher to his wife when he's not there. But anyway, just a little thought. So in these cases, these cases you can do kinoy, but the Mishnah says lo lashkosa amro. You can't do hashka in these cases. You can't drink the meisota in these cases, because again the pasuk says vehevi ha ish es ishto el kohen. The man has to bring his wife to the kohen, which is exactly Shia's point from before. If he dies, what's the story? I think you have to say that it's the yarshim somehow get the.
But your best can't do it.
What? But yarshim are, I don't know, maybe yarshim have another. No, they can make a chiluk between Yarshim and Beis Din pretty easy. Yarshim are Yorish, the husband. They have a woman.
But he's not
Ish. Okay, you're right. You're right. It's a good question. Still a good question. I tried to give an answer, but still a good question. Oshar Yechavut Beis Arsurin Lo Lashko Sarma. They don't say this. They don't allow her to drink. Ella Leposla. In these cases, it's just the pasul her. In these cases, if there's stira, what the kinoy of the Beis Din accomplishes is only to say that she becomes an usher to her husband, and since she can't drink, she loses her ksuba. Okay, so I just want to. There is an interesting note of Yehuda that I saw in the Yalkut Biurim, if I can find it. Right. The note of Yehuda, Rashi brings down that the Beis Din is mekanehim midin shlichus because the Baal's not there, and we have an umdum das. Rashi says an umdum das is that mistami he wanted to the kinoy. Mistami doesn't want his wife running around being a prutza. Therefore, we have a din of zechiya, and the Beis Din becomes the shliach of the husband. So the note of Yehuda in Evan Ezra Tinyana Simon Kuf Nun Tes says, if this is only dafka, if the Baal is not in front of us, or for whatever reason he can't do it because he's a shota or he's a cheresh, but if he's before us, he's here, and he's not makne, he doesn't do the kinoy, then the Beis Din still sees that she's not behaving properly. Nevertheless, they can't do kinoy because once the Baal is in front of us and he's not and it doesn't do the makne, so that we lose our umdum das. We see that he would want Beis Din to do it, and therefore and you see that it's fine for him not to do kinoy, and then it becomes a chov for him. In those instances, because he's here, and he doesn't want to do the kinoy. So no, the Buddha says this only applies if the husband is unavailable or is incapable. Okay, we'll get to the Gemara now. Gemara said again, the Mishnah had said that the Arusa and the Shomeres Yabam don't drink and they don't take their ksuva. So the Gemara says Mishnah Hudlo Shasya. see from here that only that they can't drink the meso to in order to check, but hakinoi makanile, but kinoi itself is valid. Why? How do you know the kinoi is valid? Because if there is kinoi, she loses her ksuva. Mashma that the kinoi is valid. So Gemara says, where do we know that the din of kinoi would is enough to asa her to the husband? Again, we know that she's asa to the husband because she leaves without the ksuba. So the Gemara says the Tanur Rabbana and the pasuk says Dabru Bnei Yisrael Vermata, and all the hagos and the tzionim say you have to add in the next word. So it's Dabru Bnei Yisrael Vermata Alehem. So the words Vermata Alehem are extra because it already says Dabru Bnei Yisrael. What's the Vermata Alehem? So the Gemara says L'Rabos Arusa V'Shomeres Yavam Mekinoi. This comes to include an Arusa and a Shomeres Yavam that the husband or the to be husband can the kinoi can be chal even though there's a miut and she can't drink the meisota. So the Gemara asks, Umas Nisin money, who does our Mishnah go like? So we say our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yonah's son. Right? Who's our Mishnah go like that says that the Shomeres Yavam and an Arusa don't drink? We're to focus on the Shomeres Yavam. So money, who's our Mishnah like? So we say Rabbi Yonah's son, it goes according to the Shita Rabbi Yonah's son. The Tanya, we learn a Brisa, the Pasuk says, Tachas Yisheich. Again, the full phrase is, Va'at Kishatis Tachas Yisheich. You were a Sota under your husband. So it's Mashma that only a woman who's sitting under her husband, meaning in her husband's house, drinks the mesota. So the first sheet in this price says prat la arusa. This comes to exclude an arusa who is sitting in her husband in her father's house still, because there was no kiddush, there was no nisuin yet. So the sheet that says yachol shani motza af shomeres yavam. So maybe I should exclude the shomeres yavam as well. No, it says talmud lomer. The pasuk says ish to include that comes to include a shomeres yavam according to that's divrei Rabbi Yoshia. According to Rabbi Yoshia, he's against our mishnah. Rabbi Yoshia says that a shomeres yavam. That a Shomeres Yavam would drink whenever she is close enough to the Yavam, maybe because of the Zika, she's close enough to the Yavam to be considered Tachas Yisheich, and she would drink. But Rav Yonason Omer, Rav Yonason says no, he says differently. Tachas Yisheich. I just stepped on the batteries, okay? Tachas Yisheich means Tachas Yisheich is Prat L'Shomeres Yavam. He says the word of Tachas Yisheich comes to exclude the Shomeres Yavam, that she doesn't drink. Aye, so Otsi Shomeres Yavam below Otsi Sarusa. Maybe I should just exclude the Shomeres Yavam who doesn't drink, but not exclude it in Arusa, because maybe she is considered, since there's Arusa and there's a connection. It says not, Tamil Omer, different pasuk says, Asher Tishta Isha Tachas Isha. There I have the case of Tishta Isha Tachas Isha. That excludes an Arusa. So we have two here, Rav Yonason learns the psukim, two different psukim, one to exclude a Shomeres Yavam, one to exclude an Arusa. Therefore, our Mishnah who excludes a Shomeres Yavam and Arusa goes according to Rav Yonason. And the Gemara says, Mara Limele Arusa, the Kedusha Didei Visokin Al Yado. So according to Rav Yonason, he says that the Arusa is considered more of a complete woman, a complete wife. Therefore, in order to be considered Tachas Yisheich, because he doesn't learn her out Tachas Yisheich, right? He doesn't learn it out from Tachas Yisheich. He has to learn another pasuk to learn out the Arusa. Why is the Arusa considered more of a full-fledged wife? The Kedusha Didei, because this husband did a Maisek, did a meisah to make her his wife, and also v'stokin al yado, and also if she has nus while in Erisin, there's skila involved here, so there's more of a connection. But according to Umar Rav Yoshia, who said that he left out the Shomeres Yavam, he learned Arusa from the pasuk of Tachas Yisheich, so he seems to hold that a Shomeres Yavam has a more of a connection to the husband. What's his reasoning? Umay Limalei Shomeres Yavam. Why is the Shomeres Yavam more connected to the husband? Because there's no chuppah. There's nothing else that he has to do. All he has to do is a ma'isabia, and then everything's done. There's no other things that have to. No preparations.
Isn't the onus much more stronger reason why it's stronger?
Which one do you evaluate?
The point is no. Is it something that you do more invested with Kedusha, or is there more of a connection than you do rather than something here by the Obama? What was the phrase the Obama said?
That was my kind of way.
There's more of a connection with you do about it, so then rather than something that's opposed
to it. Okay. So now the Gemara says, again, go back and forth. Each one learned different psukim, so what does the other one do with the other pasuk? So, Rabbi Yonason, who says, he's mimayis, he's our Mishnah, he's mimayis Arusa and a Shomeres Yavam from drinking the Meisota. Ha ish ish ma abid leich. What does he do with the pasuk of ish ish? Ish ish, Rabbi Yoshi used to include a Shomeres Yavam in drinking the Meisota. So what does Rabbi Yonason do with the ish ish? Ma abid leich. Mi boy leich larabos ishis cheres ve ishis shota ve ishis shiamon. He says Ishis comes to include comes to include the wife of a cheresh, the wife of a shotin, the wife of someone who has shimum. Rashi says, luckily be timum alev, some sort of heart ailment. He had, saw it here, he brought, he's pretty depressed. He has some sort of, it's segiras leiva atzvus. He has some sort of depression and he likes to be alone, he doesn't like to be with people. He's a little confused with these people. So that from the word ish ish, it comes to include that Beis Din can be machne, the wife, on behalf of these husbands. Then it's okay, according to right now, Rav Yoshia, who says that a shomeres yavam does drink, hi tachas isha, the phrase of tachas isha, which, if I, right, it's tachas isha, which was used by Rav Yonasan to include an arusa. What is, because he already used tachas isha for the yavama, what does he use tachas isha for? Because it's left extra for Rav Yoshia. Rav Yoshia learned the arusa from tachas isha. What does he do with tachas isha? Ma abilei, what does he do with it? Mi boilei lahakish ish li isha v'isha li ish. He says there's a hekish between a man and a woman, and a woman and a man. Rashi says, lahakish ish li isha b'raisahi b'shili pirkin v'hasmin farsli ma'hilfasa. It's a brisa later on, we'll explain. I'll save the trouble. What the limud is that if a man is blind, then there's no drink. If a woman is blind, then she doesn't drink. Certain psulim, certain things that possible the drinking that are on demand. The same things if they take place with the women also possible the drinking. The pasuk says v'ne'la me'enei isha, that he doesn't see. He has to have the ability to see. So if he's blind, she doesn't drink. And so too, if the woman is blind, there's no drink in the Mesota also. So the Tosos and the Ramasa Rav Yonasan asks, usually you go back and forth. Okay, so where does he learn this one from? Where does Rav Yonasan learn the Hekesh of Ishta Isha? And where does Rav Yoshia learn the case of the Shiyamum and the Chavish and the Shota? That's what Tosos asks. Tema, hi Rebu the Rav Yoshia Minale, vacation the Ishta Ishta Rav Yonasan Minale. The Gemara doesn't go back and forth and explain. Just point out, Tosa says that this is not typical. Usually the Gemara goes back and forth trying to figure out where each one learns the other person's limud from. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, so you're going to tell me, Ela Taima, Dixive Hani Kraya. You're going to tell me the whole reason why the Arusa doesn't drink is only because of these psukim. Ela Taima, Dixive Hani Kraya. Hai Lav Hachi, but had we not had these psukim, Hava Mina Arusa Shasya, you would have thought that an arusa would drink. It's only because of these psukim that we're excluding an arusa. I have a different reason why an arusa couldn't drink. They don't need these psukim for. Why? V'ha'ki asa Rav Acha Bar Chanina midroma. Where Rav Acha Bar Chanina came from the south. Asa v'aisa masnis miyode. He came and he brought these brises with him. The pasuk says, full pasuk says, va'ad ki shatis tachas ishech kinit meis v'yitin ish bach et shifkato mi baladei ishech. So my baladei ishech, which mashma that there was a relationship with the husband prior to a relationship with the Boel, right? It's tachas. It's mibaldei isheich. Other than the relationship that you had with your husband. So the Brisa said mishakadma shchivas baal leboel. It has to be a case where there's a shchiva of the baal. There had to be relations with the husband prior to relations with the Boel. V'lo shakadma shchivas boel leboel. And not in the case where the relations with the Boel took place before the husband. So if you're talking about this case, therefore in arusa, well, there's an isser, we'll get to it. Therefore, there's a arusa, there's an isser for the husband to be with the arusa. That means the bia took place with the boel first, before it took place with the baal. In that situation, we don't need any of the psukim to exclude the arusa from drinking. What? Right, we don't use the other psukim. No, we can learn from a different place. We don't need to. What do you mean? We have it from a different place where you can learn it. But it's not bedafka about an arusa. It's just talking about any situation where the boel came first. Arusa is one of those situations where the boel will come first. It's already included in that limud. What do we need a separate limud for? So Amar Rami Bar Chama. Rami says Mishkachas Lakigon Shebaaleh Ha'arus BeBeis Aviyah. Maybe they're talking about a situation where the Arus had a bias nus with the Arusa while she was still in the house of her father before the Stira. And therefore it comes out that the Shriva of the Baal took place before the Shriva of the Boel. So this is brought down as a big question on the Shita of the Rambam. Because the Rambam has a Shita that when it comes to, it says anywhere that the husband is not Menuka Me Avon, that the Mesota doesn't work. So when does that take place? The Rambam holds that if the husband had an illicit bia any time throughout his life, even prior to the woman to be married to this woman, that's considered not being clean from sin, and therefore the Mesota don't check. But Rashi says, right, so if you have an Oros who's bond, right, the Rambam says it's in Perek Beis Halacha Ches that if an Oros has relations with his Arusa, even prior to the Kinoi, that's even prior to Kinoi. Meaning if there's a relationship prior to Kinoi, that's not considered Menuka Me'avon. So if that's the case, in this situation, then, if that's the case, then over here it seems to say that the only case is if he had bia with her only had relations with her when they were Rusa. According to the Rambam, it can be bia any time. Again, let's do it again. So they bring down that there's tshuva that comes in. I don't know. That's always an answer. Maybe tshuva can happen. Again, so Rashi says we're talking about a case where there's nus in her father's house before the kinoi, and after this kinoi, then there's tira. So therefore, the shchiva of the baal comes before the baal. But the question on the Rambam is, who says that an arus who comes on her arusa while the arusa is in the house of her father, even before there is kinoi, it's not considered menuka. Most we've shown him hold that when it says Menuka Me'avon, it's after the Kinoi, meaning they're going up to the base of Migdash, sometime in between the Kinoi and Stira, that there's an illicit relationship. According to Rambam, the illicitness can take place even prior to then. So therefore, if that's the case, in this instance, he's not Menuka Me'avon to begin with, because he had an illicit relationship. So why do you need the whole Miyud from Itakos Yisheich, according to Rambam? You already have an instance where he's not Menuka Me'avon, it's not Menuka Me'avon, then Mesota shouldn't work. And the Rabbi already on the spot asked the question, but if you look in the Kesef, the Mishnah Melech answers, he says over there, the whole din of Asher Levol al Rusaso, the Beis Chama, is only Dimri Darabonon. So maybe that, according to the Rambam, since it's only an Issa Darabonon, that won't count as not being clean from sin. Okay? So, the Gemara says, okay, so we're dealing with a case now where he was Boel the Arusa, the Beis Chama, prior to the Maisik of Nisuin. But again, we have to have we have two cases here. We have the Arusa and the Shomer Yavam. So if our case is dealing with an Arusa who was Nivelas prior to the Maisik of the Nisuin, the Kivasei the Gabi Shomer Yavam. That should be so it's the same case you have to say about the Shomer Yavam, right? Would be Kagon Sheba Aleh Yavam Beis Chama Meya, where the Yavam had illicit relationships with the Yavama after her brother died, but prior to a maisa that would bring her into the brother's house. But that's interesting because hashomeres yavam karisle ishtam altahi. Why would that be a shomeres yavam? According to what we know, any type of bio with the shomeres yavam brings her into his rishus. The amarav kana lakol. If no matter what, whether it's we said even a maisa is nus, if you didn't have the kavanah for his nus, as long as there's a maisa bia, according to Rav, what happens is the woman becomes the man's husband for everything. She's completely her husband. So therefore, if she's completely his husband, why wouldn't she drink? It's the husband. What's going on? So the Gemara says, okay, fine, we're not going to go according to Rav. Rather, Kishmuel. This Mishnah goes according to Shmuel, the Amar, who says, Lo kana el dvarim ha'amurim ba'parsha. He says that if you have a maisa's nus, meaning you don't have kavanah for some sort of marriage with the Shomeres Yavam, then it's not a complete kinyon to bring her into your Rishus. It's only for the Dvar Ma'omurim B'Parsha in the Parsha of Yivam there. Meaning that in those cases that he's Yoresh the Nechasim of the brother that died, and the other brothers don't share with the Nechasim. And also, if he wants to divorce her, now he doesn't need to do Chalitza, he has to send her a get. But for other instances, for other issues that we to be considered a full-fledged wife, according to Shmuel, it doesn't work. You have to have proper intentions, according to Shmuel, when it comes to the Maisa Bia for Shomeres Yavam. Therefore, we can be made this case could have been left out, and therefore we need a case of where he had Bia prior to having illicit Bia prior to having the proper Bia, and therefore that's the case that we need the Psukim as opposed to the din of Rav Acha Bar Chanina Midroma. Good? So, Ihachi. So now, if that's the case, we're talking a case where it's a Shomeres Yavam who had Shomeres, it's a case of a Shomeres Yavam, he was Baal, the Yavam had Bia with her prior to having the correct intentions. So then, and even according to this case, again, this is the case of Rav Yonasan. We're saying this is the case of our Mishnah. So Rav Yonasan says, even in these cases, she doesn't drink, right? That's our Mishnah, the Shomer Shiyavim doesn't drink. So Lema Rav da Amrik Rav Yoshia, Ushmul da Amrik Rav Yonasan. Let's say that maybe let's line up the cheetahs. Rav says that if a Yavam is born on the Yavama, then therefore he's koneh for everything. So it's full-fledged wife. So maybe he holds, and that's the case that we're saying that our Mishnah is. Our Mishnah is only dealing with this case where they were Baal Kodem, because everything else is learned out from the case of Mibal Dei Yishay from the drasha of Rav Acha Bar Chanina Midroma. So again, so Rav says that the Yavam is koneh for everything. It's a full-fledged wife. So let him hold like Rav Yosha, who was in our Brisa, was cholik on Rav Yonasan in our Mishnah, and he said that the Shomeris Yavam does drink. And the line of Shmuel, the Amrik Rabbi Yonasan. And Shmuel says that it's not a full-fledged kinoi, not a full-fledged marriage yet, because he had improper intentions. Let him say that he holds like Rabbi Yonasan, who says that she doesn't drink because it's not considered tachas isha, because it's not a full-fledged wife. Line up the shitas. So Amalach Rav. Rav says, no, don't, that's not, that, he can say, Ana da Amrik Filo Rabbi Yonasan. I can learn my din that she becomes a full-fledged wife. I can learn that even according to Rabbi Yonasan. From the fact that the Torah had to be ma'it, that she doesn't drink, that proves michlal di ishtam al sahi. That proves that really she's a full-fledged wife, and had not had the pasuk, she would have had to drink. The pasuk comes to exclude it. That proves that she's a full-fledged wife. Ushmuel, Shmuel Amar, he says, Ana da amri afil Rav Yosha. I can hold even according to Rav Yosha. Rav Yosha again, who says that Shomer Yavam does not drink. And he says, Ana da amri, according to his words, I can prove that the din is my way. Me de istra krali rebuye. Again, we have, since the pasuk has to come to include, according to Shomer Yavam, the drinks, according to Rav Yosha, the pasuk includes a Shomer Yavam to drink. So since the Torah comes to include a Shomer Yavam that she does have to drink, Michlad lav ishto hitklal. Mashma, had it not had the pasuk, we would not have had the Shomeris Yavam drinking, because she would have been the full-fledged wife. Therefore, the pasuk comes to teach us that she, despite the fact that she's not a full-fledged wife, that she does drink. Just want to bring down before we finish. So one more Michas Chinuch on the mitzvah of Sota is huge, and he brings down a lot of good stuff. So I want to bring down one more thing from the Michas Chinuch. If I can find it, we have time. So just hold on a second. Right, so he brings down also, by the case of where we said that, I said it already. I'm sorry, I mentioned the Mechaskinah before. Okay, so that's today's daf. We'll continue tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.